Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Tom Spencer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball four. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Squires moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Squires scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Waits covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Garr picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Garr. Manning moves to third. Bell moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manning tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Waits covering, for the out. One out. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Diaz moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Diaz scores. Manning moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garr moves to third. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thornton for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grubb moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spencer. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Diaz bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning hits a line drive into left field. Gar picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gar. Verizer scores. Manning moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Manning moves to third. Bell moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spencer. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Manning scores. Bell scores. Thornton goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grubb scores. It's 8-1, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Naorodny hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Waits covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Diaz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington, who is chasing the ball. Kuiper reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spencer. Bell reaches second base with a double. Kuiper scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 10-1, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soderholm strikes out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Verizer strikes out. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naiarodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naiarodny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Naiarodny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got five RBIs. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Squires moves to second. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.